So just a quick recap. We're talking about the tabernacle of Moses, and we're talking about the house of God. The tabernacle of Moses was the blueprint of the house of God, and it's what church is supposed to be. We have many Jerry buildings. Do you know what a Jerry building is? A Jerry building is a building that they put up during the war, and they were called Jerry buildings because they would easily fall down. And we call them Jerry buildings. We have many Jerry buildings that are called houses of God, but they are not fit for purpose. And so the purpose of God's house is when you come in, you learn God. And so we're talking about the tabernacle of God in terms of relationship. We are all in different relationships. Every one of us in this room is in some kind of relationship with someone else. In the tabernacle of God, it's where we learn to come into relationship with God. People have told us that you don't need God and you don't need religion. Well, they're half right. You need God, but you don't need religion. What you need is relationship. So our relationship is supposed to replace religion. Religion does not necessarily bring you into a place of relationship. But in the house of God, relationship will bring you into the presence of God. And so you and I have to get into the presence of God. And so in order to get into the presence of God, we come through the gate with salvation. We give our lives to God. Is there anybody here who hasn't given their life to God? We're going to mix it up this morning and do something different. Anybody here, you haven't given your life to God? You're all born again believers. Amen. Yes? No? Put your hands up there. Put your hands up there. Anybody else? You haven't given your life to God. Would you like to give your life to God? Would you like to give your life to God?
Not today.
Not today. Why?
Sorry.
Why?
I don't know what involves.
Okay. Sacrifice. But then what happens is you find yourself sacrificing anyway, but just maybe in the wrong way. Well, if we're not sure about whether or not we've given our lives to God, just raise your hand and we're going to make sure now. Just repeat these words after me. Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
I come through your gates. Lord, accept me. Take me as I am. But don't leave me as I am. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. I give my mind to you. In the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over myself. Take me, Lord. Cleanse me, wash me. And bring me into your presence. In the name of Jesus. I'm yours, Lord. Everything that is evil and everything that is wrong, I will have nothing more to do with it. From today, I'm yours. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So turn to the person next to you and say, welcome to better things. I believe that everybody in here would like our lives to be better. Amen? So we are now in the place of better things. So when we come into the house of God and into the church of God, into this place this morning, we should come to expect better things in the name of Jesus. So once you are prepared to make a sacrifice, because in order to get anything good out of life, we used to have a saying, in order to get good, your nose has to run. Well, what they meant was, in order to get good, you have to struggle a little. You've got to fight a little. You've got to toil a little. You've got to press a little. You've got to push through a little. Because nothing called success comes easily. The only place you will find success before work is in a dictionary. In order to be successful, you have to work. And so you realize that the outer court was a place of work. The outer court was a place where you had to do things and do stuff. And so if you are in a place where you are still working to achieve something, working and striving to get something, it is an indication you are in the outer court. But nothing is going to happen or change with any significance in your life until you are prepared to sacrifice. Sacrifice is the key to victory. Sacrifice is the key to recovery. Sacrifice is the key to deliverance. Sacrifice is the key to victory. Without sacrifice, there can be no victory. You're going to have to learn to sacrifice. I wish I could tell you there was a better way. I wish I could tell you there was a better scheme. We all want to be part of a get-rich-quick scheme or a plan, but there's no such thing. In order to get rich, in order to be enriched, you're going to have to sacrifice. Amen. So the brazen altar was the place of sacrifice. Minister Jackie reminded us that it was the place of wood overlaid with bronze. The place of wood overlaid with bronze. Wood, as I told you last week, represents humanity. It represents flesh. And bronze is a base metal. So, of course, bronze is nowhere near as valuable as gold is. But we're going for gold. The gold is in the inner court and in the most holy place. And so outside, in the outer court, it is a place of humanity. It's the place where you meet lots of people. It's the place of greeting, or it was called the place of meeting. So it's the place where you meet other people, you talk to other people, you learn about other people, but you don't learn that much about God. So you're in the perimeter of God. You're in the proximity of God. But you're not in the divine presence of God. So when you come into the things of salvation, when you come into the things of Christ, you're just coming into what you need to do. You're just coming into how you need to live. And we need to live our life sacrificially. We need to live our lives for others. And so now your determination has to change. Because now no more is it me, myself, and I. Now no more is it me thinking about what I want, what I can do, how you can help me, what you can do for me, how you make me feel. No, now I've got to turn that around and it's, what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I improve your life? And so we've got to say things like, and it's something that I say constantly, if I get into this person's life, how can I improve it? What can I do for them? How can I help them? How can I encourage them? And so you've got to look at yourself differently. You are here to help somebody. And when you help somebody and plant those seeds into somebody else's life, guess what is going to happen to you? People you don't even know are going to bless you. People you don't even know are going to help you. People you don't even know are going to encourage you. People you don't even know are going to give you money and help you out in all kinds of areas because of seeds that you've sown. We have made the mistake of sowing seeds and thinking that the person that we sowed the seed into, that they were going to pay us back. But sometimes the same people that you spend hours on and days on and months on and even your lifetime on, sometimes they turn around and they spit in your face. And they tell you they hate you. And you can't understand why when you've given everything that you know how to give to them. But somebody you met 5 days ago will come to you and they'll shake your world. They'll move your earth. They'll do anything for you. Why? Because God's word works. He said, you reap what you sow. So as long as you're sowing it, you're going to reap it. You sow kindness, you must reap it. Amen. You sow love, you must reap it. You sow gratitude, you must reap it. But guess what happens if you sow hatred? If you sow strife? If you sow sorrow? If you sow meanness? And if you are honest with yourself, you will admit that many of the things that you have gone through in life, it's a result of what you have sown in life. Some of us, we've sown some bad deeds, and the seeds of them is what we're living in right now. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that every field that you have sown that had sorrow in it, that had hatred in it, that had everything that was ungodly in it, oh my God, that today you would give us a crop failure in the name of Jesus. Don't allow those seeds to come back to our doors, my God, because we sowed them in ignorance. We sowed them, my God, and we didn't realize, we didn't know that everything that we do was coming back to us, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so we pray, sovereign God and Lord, that you would wipe out our fields, my God, of wrong sowing and wrong seed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that from today we will sow better seeds so that we can reap a better harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're in a place of different relationships. And we're in a place now where, as from today, if we didn't do it before, we're going to stop wondering. Amen.